Starring Fred MacMurray. And as Uncle Charlie, William Demarest. Presented by Hunt's Catsup. And new from Hunt's, Catsup in flavors. Hickory flavor and pizza flavor.
He's staying on. He's staying.
Hey, that's me.
Come on, Wilson. Come on, boy.
Watch here.
See how long Wilson stayed on?
Well, that's because Tramp was so steady. He didn't move a single muscle.
Wilson's got the best balance of any dog I ever met.
Heck, Tramp didn't even blink. He's the stillest dog there is.
I'm glad our dogs like to do stuff, like stand on each other together.
Heck, they must know we're best friends.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Because we have so much in common. Like our dogs being best friends.
Tramp, what are you doing in this part of town? Hey!
Tramp, here. Tramp!
Come on. Tramp! What's the matter with you? Here, come on. Don't you jump out of that. Get in there. Here.
Just because of a little cat. Boy, what a chicken dog.
He's not chicken. He's just afraid of a few things, like cats.
Hey, here comes your brother's car. With your brother.
Hey, look, he has Tramp.
Hey,
Mike,
what you doing with you?
Where'd you
find
him?
He was chicken.
Here,
open the door.
Worried.
Get him out.
Come on, Jack. Come on, baby.
What?
Come on. Boy, we miss you.
Oh,
we're
worried.
Yeah.
Oh, got me all dirty.
Come on.
What is the matter with him? I came out of Dick Dorward's house, and there was Tramp roaming the streets. He was all the way over on the other side of town. He must have been scared to death the way he was acting.
Well, you see, there was this cat.
Do you know that Dick Dorward's house must be 5 miles from here?
It was Mrs. Keeler's cat. 5 miles?
In 10 minutes? Chip, he's a fast runner for a chicken.
Let's get him inside the house.
He must be somewhere in this vicinity.
There he is. Oh, you bad, bad dog, running away from home.
Yes, yeah, come along now, please. We're going home. Come along.
Did he bite you? Oh, that's good. Worried to death, and there you were, just ignoring us, roaming the streets like a tramp. Well, come on, dinner, Prince. Sit in your chair.
He doesn't seem to want any dinner, Mrs. Briggs. Possibly he dined while he was out.
Don't be so silly. He always wants his dinner. Come on, Prince. Up. Dinner. Steak, Prince.
All right, you guys. I said dinner. This is the last call. Either you get your chow now or there isn't going to be any.
Gosh, Uncle Charlie, I'm sorry.
I was working on my turbid course, Uncle Charlie.
Sorry, Uncle Charlie.
Sorry, Charlie, I had the door shut. I was working on some blueprints.
All right, you don't have to get mushy about it.
Tramps!
Dad, look! Tramps!
Is this some new trick you taught him or something?
I don't understand. Come on, Tramps, what's the matter with you?
This might sound peculiar to you, but I'm looking for the blanket off my bed.
Well, as a matter of fact, so am I.
What? Hi!
Hi, he says.
I was just bringing back your blankets.
Bringing them back from where, Chip?
Down in the living room.
Well, what are they doing in the living room?
Well, I guess it was my fault. Tramp kept pushing me out of bed.
And so to get even with him, you took our blankets off the bed and then took them down the living room. Chip. How did our blankets get down in the living room?
Well, I guess Tramp dragged them down to make a bed for himself.
Tramp again? What has gotten into that dog?
I guess he was just cold. I wouldn't get out of bed and let him have it to himself. Then I heard these noises downstairs, and I went, hey, I can help you make your beds if you want.
Oh, thanks very much, but we can make our own beds. Now, where's Tramp?
Downstairs.
Well, you take him out and lock him on the back porch until I find out what's going on around here.
Yes, sir. Miss Keeler's cat must have really shook him up.
Here's yours.
This is mine. Oh, very funny. Swiping a guy's blanket.
Very funny.
Just.
Now they're mad at me and they say Tramp's my responsibility.
I get the same treatment, Chip. He's your dog when he's bad, and he's theirs when he's winning ribbons or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Don't do anything. Just stand there and gawk.
What happened?
Ask your dog, but before you do, sweep up this driveway so I can hose it down.
Okay.
Come on.
Trapped with this?
Good. When he wasn't chasing Mrs. Keeler's cat. I'll tell you one thing, mate. This ship just ain't big enough for both that dog and me. Someone's bound to go overboard, and it's not going to be old Charlie. All right, Chip, turn on that water. Come on. I think it's all I got. Turn it off! Turn it off! Turn it off! Turn it off! Now, you listen to me. First, you're going to get that dog chewed hose patched up. Then you're going to wash down this dog-ruined driveway. And after you do all that, you can start replanting these dog-wrecked flowers. And when I get out of these wet clothes, I'll give you a hand. And I'll give that dog a foot.
hideous mess.
Well, I guess Tramp's my dog today.
Did you lock Tramp on the service porch?
Yeah. He resisted all the way.
There. Finished 2 days ahead of time.
What?
Practically my entire psych term paper. Now all I have to do is that chart on mean, median, and mode, and that's it. Boy, will Mrs. Cannon be surprised when I hand this in 2 days ahead of time? In fact, maybe I better save it until the day it's due, so the shock won't be too great. Good night, Jim.
Night. Rob?
Yeah?
This afternoon, Uncle Charlie said that this house wasn't big enough for him and Tramp.
Yeah, I know.
And he said if one of them had to go, it wasn't going to be him.
Well, you can see his point, Chip. I mean, if we have to make a choice, Tramp's not much on cooking and ironing and stuff. Don't worry, Chip, he'll be all right. He just probably has an emotional shock from getting lost and everything. He'll be all right.
I wouldn't worry if I were you, Mrs. Briggs. Prince is probably just tired. Running so far away from home and being lost for so long, he'll be all right.
He wouldn't eat his dinner at the table. He refuses to get in his own bed at night. And when the neighbors go out, he won't even bark at them.
Wasn't even the same dog. So kind of wild, snarly.
But he's so quiet, tame.
He's so wild. He digs up the yard, chases cats.
He doesn't dig up the yard or chase cats.
Maybe he's growing a little older, Mrs. Briggs.
Maybe he's regressing into his second puppyhood or something.
He's too young to grow old. Something's got to be done.
Guy, what am I gonna do?
Go to sleep, Chip.
Work fast before anybody sees what Tramp did this time.
I'm glad to help you. Besides a dog, a man's best friend is a friend.
Oh, boy, look at this. Tramp must have sort of chewed it up or something.
Oh, boy, your Uncle Charlie's not going to like that.
Yeah, I better tell him I used it as a tent and accidentally tore it.
What good will that do? I'll still be sore at you.
Yeah. But if I tear a sheet, my dad won't let anybody give me away, even if they are angry. At least I don't think so.
Hey, Chip, Tramp's picking on Wilson.
No, he's not. Wilson's his friend. He's just playing with him.
Oh, yeah? If you call that playing, I sure hate to be around when he gets mad. Hey, now he's picking on me.
Jim, stop it, Tramp. Boy, Tramp, you gotta quit wrecking everything. Heck, I don't mind taking the blame, but I don't think we're fooling anybody. And they're getting really sore at you. Well, heck, they're gonna forget all the good stuff you've done and just remember the bad. You won't be able to stay here anymore. Now that you've chased Ernie out of here, you're the only friend I got left. Look at that. Good night.
Mm-hmm.
Tramp, you go chew your paper someplace else? Oh, my gosh.
Chip, will you look at this sweater?
He chewed it.
That dog chewed it up. The whole sleeve. Chip, do you realize what I'm holding in my hands?
A bunch of old torn papers?
Well, this was my psychology term paper. I finished it 2 days early, just in time for your dog to chew it to pieces.
The same way he chewed my sweater. Chip, do you realize this is the sweater that Sally knit for my birthday with two sleeves?
Well, I can sew it up or something.
Well, I'd like to see you sew up my term paper. I spent 2 whole weeks working on it, and it's due the day after tomorrow.
Get that dog out of here. He's ruining my rug.
Oh, no! Not my chart, too!
I've got it.
You can have it.
Oh,
wait till Sally sees my sweater.
The sweater? What about my term paper? And now this?
It's ruined.
All right, hold it, fellas. Trap again, huh?
Dad, take a look what he did to my chart.
Stupid dog.
Now, let's calm down and stop yelling at Chip.
But, Dad, my report. My sweater.
Right, Rob.
Chip, why don't you take Trap out and lock him in the garage, huh?
Come on, Chip.
Boy, any kid who can't control his dog shouldn't have one.
Rob, that's enough. I've heard all I want to hear about Tramp being Chip's dog. He's not just Chip's dog. If you'll remember, we all decided to take him in. He belongs to all of us. The only difference between Chip and the rest of us is that Chip takes care of the dog. He spends more time with him than we do. Maybe he loves him even more than we do. The thing is, Chip will be hit the hardest if we have to get rid of the dog.
Get rid of him? Gee, do you think we'll have to?
I don't know. But there's something wrong. He's just not the same dog.
My turn. I was just locking Tramp in the garage like you told me, Dad.
Yeah. Chipper, I just want you to know that nobody's blaming you for any of this.
I tried to stop him from doing those things, Dad.
Sure. And I'm sure the Tramp doesn't mean to do the things he does.
He doesn't, Dad.
Chip, I'm afraid maybe Tramp's a sick dog.
Sick?
He's never acted like this before, has he?
No.
So I think we'd better take him down to the vet and have him checked over, don't you?
I guess so. What if he is sick, Dad?
Well, then the doctor will try to make him well.
What if he can't?
Well, we'll have to cross that bridge when we come to it, won't we?
He's just got to be all right, Dad. He's just got to be.
I hope Prince will be better today.
I'm sure he will be, madam.
Oh, isn't he sweet, Pop?
Yes, indeed he is, madam.
Oh, you're nice, too.
Yes,
they're adorable.
Here it is, Rumi.
Oh. But I don't see Dr. Davis. Guess we better wait here, though, huh?
He really thinks he knows what's wrong with Tramp, huh, Dad?
Well, that's what he said when he called, Mike.
That's your dog, man?
Oh, no. Do you have a dog here?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind?
He's just a mutt.
Oh, so is mine. Isn't he, Potsy?
You gonna get to take your dog home today?
Oh, I hope so. We're waiting for Dr. Burke.
We're waiting for Dr. Davis.
Home wouldn't be the same without Prince. We had his grandmother and his mother before him, and then Prince and his brother. Till that little rascal wandered off. Oh, I don't mean Prince, his brother.
Tramp just sort of wandered in on us one day, made himself part of the family.
Oh, how nice.
Oh, hello, Ernie.
Hi, Ernie.
Chip, Ernie's here.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Well, aren't you going to say hello to Ernest?
I can't. He's mad at me.
Well, I think you'd better say hello to him anyway.
My dad says I have to say hello. Hello.
Hello.
How come you're here? Wilson sick or something?
No. I saw Robbie this morning, and he told me Tramp was getting tested. So I got sorry about how I was mad at him yesterday. I mean, it wasn't his fault he was chasing me if he was sick, so I don't know.
Oh, well, hi.
Hello, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, hello, Dr. Davis.
Hi, Doc.
What did you find out about Tramp?
Oh, I have the results right here. Well, there you are, Mrs. Briggs.
Hello, Doctor.
The dog's eye treater in the next room, Section B.
How is Prince?
Oh, he's fine. Fine.
But there must be something wrong.
Oh, but there isn't, Mrs. Briggs. Lungs are clear, lymph glands and tonsils, no sign of an infection, and no abnormality of the abdomen. Eyes are clear and bright, hair coat glossy, heart sound and pulse rate normal. In other words, Tramp is the perfect picture of physical health. I stress physical, because you certainly have an aggressive dog, to say the least.
We didn't used to be.
Well, who knows why those things happen. Personality changes, maybe some glandular disturbances not easily seen. Maybe some hereditary defects.
So then he didn't fix them so he's like he was before?
I'm sorry, young man. What you have is a very belligerent dog.
But didn't he seem tired?
Oh, not at all, not at all, Mrs. Briggs. He's just a very friendly dog.
But he's never been tested before.
Mrs. Briggs, look!
Oh, is that wonderful? He's growling, showing his teeth.
All right, put him in the next...
Well, he certainly knows who he belongs to, doesn't he?
Ouch!
He bit me! Good old Prince!
He's back to his dear, sweet self again, old doctor. You're wonderful.
Oh, Mrs. Briggs, I...
Come on, Prince. Let's go home and dig up some geranium.
Get that leash on him.
I'll try, madam, if I can catch him.
Oh, thank you, doctor. Thank you.
But Mrs. Briggs, here's a dog with a nervous condition similar to your dog, Tramp. Now, you should never really keep a dog like this in the house. Perhaps if you found a family with a ranch. Now, we've kept Tramp over here because of... He's gone.
Gone? Where could he have gone, Doctor?
Well, I don't know.
He's got to be around here someplace.
Look, I put this dog in 43 myself.
Tramp! Hey, you guys! Doctor, Dad! He's in here!
What he's doing in here? These are Dr. Burke's patients. Oh, Tramp. You're in the wrong cage. We're going to take you back to 43. Folks, please now. Brace yourselves. As I told you, he's a little belligerent.
Come on, Jim, give me a kiss. Come on. Hey, look, you guys.
Good heavens. I don't understand. He snapped at me.
He's acting like his old self again, isn't he?
Well, how about that? Good old Tramp, completely cured.
Thanks for watching.
We'll see you all next week
on my
three
sons.
Meanwhile, here are my three ketchups.
Hunt's new hickory flavor.
Hunt's new pizza flavor.
And regular Hunt's.
The ketchup with the big tomato taste. Thank you.
Thank you.